Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Darren Ford. Darren is one of the owners of Tactical Advantage, who lines up here at Newcastle tomorrow. Morning to you, Darren.
G'day, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you called me Andrew.
Richard O'Brien, what is it?
You can call me Andrew any time of the day. Hey, Darren, big thrill, obviously, to be a part owner of Tactical Advantage, to line up in a big race like this, the inaugural Hunter.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Well, we went to Flemington with him, and he won well down there, and we didn't think this was on the radar, and then all of a sudden it come up, and, mate, it's a thrill for sure. Yeah.
And you're a home and... You haven't ventured too far from Newcastle, have you?
No, I don't move too far away, mate. I'm born and bred Newcastle boy and seen everything.
Well, this was one of the reasons why I wanted to grab someone locally.
A battler? You want a battler?
No, I just wanted to grab someone locally because I said to Michael Buckley, I mean, words are easy to say, but there seems to be a really good feel around the city.
Yeah, there is. I went to Calcutta last night, quite surprised with the numbers there. It was a big turn-up. Yeah, and there's a lot of talk around town about, you know, Chris has got four in the race, so good result.
Yeah. Tell us, how did you get into the Tactical Advantage and horses?
Well, I've got a very simple philosophy when it comes to owning racehorses. I don't look at breeding or form lines. Yeah. I just leave my phone on and wait for Jamie and Chris to ring me and say, got one for you.
Righto, Australian bloodstock. Newcastle boys as well.
Yeah. Couple of old battlers, Chris and Jamie.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, they've really expanded in such a big way in the last sort of 6 months with international horses.
They have, mate. They have. I mean, they obviously target the Melbourne Cup every year, but, you know, we up here in Newcastle, we look at the tried horses like Tactical and,
yep.
And I've just gone in Asian Pippa as well, who's been good for us recently. So, yeah, very happy with what we've got at the moment.
Well, Tactical Advantage, the big question mark is running out a strong 1,300 tomorrow.
Won't be a problem.
Yeah.
Won't be a problem.
Just the right run?
He'll get the right run, mate. I think he'll be able to beat.
The one thing with him is that if he can just get the smother, he is capable of a good short sprint, isn't he?
Well, he showed that down the straight at Flemington, how good a turn of foot he's got. And if he gets that chance tomorrow, I don't know which one in the race is going to go with him.
No, exactly. Were you down in Melbourne?
I was. I ummed and ahed. On the Monday, I made the decision to go. And I thought, if I don't go down there, I'll be kicking myself if he wins. And it was an unbelievable thrill.
Yeah.
Cup day, having a winner.
Well, on Cup day, but having a Flemington winner during the carnival, and particularly the way that the horse won, because you would have been jumping for joy the last 150, knowing that victory was yours.
I was, mate. I was a bit embarrassing, actually. But as you probably know, Mark Hughes is in the horse, Mark was on his trip to Kilimanjaro. He was in Dubai at the time on the way home, and he texted me from the airport. And before every race where Hughes is not there, he sends me a message, I smell an ambush, a good old-fashioned Newcastle ambush. And as Tactical hit the front, Matthew Hill said, Tactical Advantage has ambushed him.
Oh, did
so,
he?
So, yeah, it was quite funny.
It
quite
all
ironic.
Worked out.
Yeah,
it all
quite
worked
ironic.
Out. It must, I mean, to race horses, I love it anyway, but to have a horse like this one, and you mentioned Ancient Pippa, who's won a couple in town for you for Australian bloodstock, I mean, it's a good feel, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, only a matter of weeks ago, we were here with our candidate, which I'm also a small owner in, and to run in the cup was a thrill.
Yeah,
to almost win the local cup was a thrill.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, I just can't wait.
Yeah.
$1 million race on a standalone Saturday. Who'd have thought?
Yeah. Well, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Who would have thought? I mean, the initiatives that we've seen in the last couple of years, it started with the Tab Highways, we've gone to the championships, we've had the Everest, we've had the Kosciuszko, and here we are now with $1 million races here
amazing.
At Kembla tomorrow week. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
For owners in horses, there's no better time. You must get that feel.
I just can't wait tomorrow. There'll be a big crowd here. It's always good. But I don't think they've had crowds like they'll get tomorrow since the old Boxing Day races they used to have here. They used to have all, like, I don't know, 7,000 or 8,000 people here.
And
the town was buzzing then. So I reckon it'll be like that.
Well, they reckon the ticket sales have certainly been up on cup meetings and things where we're looking at somewhere maybe between 7,000 and 10,000, which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And the weather's going to be ideal. No smoke today. You've really been hit by it the last week, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. It's been awful. Last week ago, the smoke from Port Macquarie has just engulfed the place.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
terrible.
We've just got to hope that they can settle down. And don't forget, when you do come through the gates tomorrow, there'll be people with the tins. You can donate gold coins for the rural fire services. So make sure you do that tomorrow. One thing before I let you go. I keep hearing about Chris Lees as a trainer. Now, we're going to have Chris tomorrow morning. Hopefully, we'll have Chris after this.
But he mightn't after this.
Yeah, anyway. But Gary Harley keeps talking him up.
Keeps banging on about his rugby league career, doesn't he, Andrew?
Well, you hear it regularly. I mean, he's obviously a good horse trainer, but is he an all-round sportsman?
Well, I can tell you the stories about his rugby league career are grossly exaggerated.
Yeah.
And Gary Harley keeps mentioning the ownership group as his former teammates. Well, I'm here to put it straight, Andrew. I was never a teammate of Chris's.
Right.
As I was arriving at the ground, he was out there kicking the dew off the grass.
Oh, he was there in the C and D grade.
Oh, if we were struck by injuries, he might have got a run.
What, in the C grade?
In the threes.
All right.
Good club man.
No, he is. He hasn't gone far from home either. Newcastle boys, they normally stick around here, don't they?
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, exactly. Well, mate, good luck tomorrow. I hope it all goes to plan with tactical advantage. He's just got to run a strong 1,300. If he can get the right run, then off the Flemington run, he's going to be right there in the finish somewhere.
Yeah, I think he'll be there, mate.
Good luck to you, Darren.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Darren Ford joining us, part owner of Tactical Advantage, lining up here tomorrow.